When I was a young man, I used to spend occasional summer evenings lying out on my lawn in Southern California. We lived in a rural area, so it made it very easy to see the stars, to take in the heavenly glory. And so I would go out kind of late at night after everybody else had gone to bed, unbeknownst to my parents, and lie down. I just had this urge to do so, kind of an inspiration to do so. So I'd get out of bed and go out and lie down and gaze up at the stars with no particular intention. And before I knew it, time sort of disappeared. And the feeling of being on a planet disappeared. And it was as if I was in the midst of space floating. And there was total silence within. And this feeling of inspiration, awe. And I remember I became very curious as to what I was, because in these moments, there was no thought, nor was there any emotion. And so it was very difficult for me to isolate who I was, what I was, unless I pulled out of that awareness of the total and then created myself again, as it were. I remember asking if I was my body, but at that point in my life, I had already had out-of-body experiences, so I knew I wasn't my body. And I asked if I was my emotions, and of course I couldn't be my emotions, because at this moment there was no emotion, so therefore if I were my emotions, there would be no me. So therefore, emotions couldn't be the answer, or, you know, was I thought? But there was no thought going on, so therefore I couldn't be thought. And so I just was immersed in this feeling, this search for self, looking for self, which ultimately I was never able to find. The self feels like such a true thing when we're caught up in it. But once we have had a moment to step out of it, there is no we to step out of it anymore. The very language which we use, all languages that I've ever seen or heard, have an assumption built into the language of a self, of a subject, a subjective self, and otherness. And so there's this automatic brainwashing going on through our language that there is some self somewhere. But if you look into it, if you search for self, you won't find it. The body is the body. That's all it is. We could say that the body is the self, but that's actually not what it is. A body simply is. It's beyond the mind's ability to really encompass what it is. We've put a label on the body saying self. However, that is not actually what the body is once you begin to look into it. The body is the body. What is around, what's going on, it's happening both with the body and the environment around it is simply what is. And the body itself is not separated from its surroundings. Therefore, where does the self begin and where does it end? When we search for this concept, there is no beginning nor is there an ending. It's not a finite thing. It's merely a concept, primarily based off of language and certain speculative assumptions that have gone unquestioned by almost everybody on Earth. And so what we really want to do is to start to look into self. And so today I want to give you a little bit of an exercise to start to play with that search for self.
And that is to spend a little time and go through your life and think about what are the barriers in your life, what are your definitions of who you are. What is it that makes you you? And start to go through those things and wonder if you could, if you'd be willing to let those definitions go, to allow those definitions to soften. Now, of course, other people will still see and still define you if you're you know, serving as the leader of your company in the position of CEO, you'll still know how to do that. In fact, you'll be better at it by letting go the identification of yourself as the CEO of that company. When you speak to people, they will refer you to you as a CEO, and you will say, I am the CEO of this company. But that's for them, not for you. That's for them to believe. That's a story for them to function in. It's not a story for you to believe. Don't just don't give any credit to that story as far as your life is concerned. It's merely the title, the definition is merely a tool from which you can have functionality in the world. The name that you are, that you have, my name Richard Height, is merely an address label for this physical body so that other people can address this physical body. It serves no other function. And once I believe that I am the name Richard Height, that's when I become imprisoned. Now, we can start to just go through our lives and realize, really feel into our bodies and feel into what it is that we believe is us. Who are you? And write down those things. And when you're done writing them down, go through those things and ask yourself, am I willing to give this up? Am I willing to soften this definition so that freedom can be realized? Now, some of these things on this on the list that you write down, initially you may not be able to be willing to soften those definitions. Some of them you will. So work on the ones that you are willing to soften. And little by little, as you release that bound energy that's caught up in the identifications that you are willing to soften, little by little you'll gain stability, you'll gain the confidence and the insight and inspiration to be able to address deeper identifications, deeper definitions of you that you have previously not been willing to address, to soften. So again, the homework is, of course, this really is not a homework that can be done in one night. This is something that will continue for quite a while, because as you gain more sensitivity, more awareness of the spiritual process, the unfoldment process, you also gain a deeper awareness of the limitations that you have placed upon yourself, the definitions that you have placed upon yourself. And so therefore, you'll have deeper insights. And you will have new awarenesses constantly of things to release. And this is not a bad thing. This is just part of the process. So again, we don't want to become willful. Instead, we'll be persistent. Work with what you can work with. Relax into the process. Enjoy it. And be persistent. So to finalize today's principle, we're really talking about the process of spiritual unfoldment is that of discovering what is truly innate within the individual. And that truly innate thing can only be discovered when we seek to discover it, when we seek to become consciously aware of it. It does not occur randomly through just unconsciousness. Instead, it happens when we become curious about it. So allow yourself to be curious about who, quote-unquote, you are, what, quote-unquote, you are, and play with that and allow yourself to soften those definitions. Until the next section of this 10-point guide, be well and be happy, and we will see you next time. Thank you. Bye-bye.